Welcome to Native Talks. My name is Jen, and today we're going to be talking about submitting a formal request. There are varying degrees of politeness in making a formal request, and there are a lot of different factors to consider when making a formal request. Factors affecting requests include the level of a relationship. Are we asking a family member, a friend, a colleague, a boss, or a stranger? Level of difficulty, how much time, effort, money, or other resources does a request demand? And level of request, is it a small, medium, or large request? This affects the language we use when making a request. For example, say it's a small request from a family member. You can keep it direct, informal, and short. Got $5? Say it's a medium request from a friend. You can make it polite, formal, and standard length. Could you please lend me $25? Say it's a large request from a coworker. You can make it very polite, very formal, and very long. I hope you don't mind me asking, but could I possibly borrow $250? Notice how the length, politeness, and formality of the request change based on the size and context of the request. In a business setting, you'll probably have your fair share of formal requests. Formal requests are often large requests and beyond the request itself, and more often than not, they require an explanation. I've submitted my own fair share of formal requests for a wide range of things, including taking a 2-week vacation from work, missing a single day of work because of a family emergency, having the flu for which I needed to submit a medical leave of absence, and needing to go to a friend's wedding. Excuse making is a business, and I'm here to teach you how to succeed at dressing up your excuses so that they're slightly more presentable. Let's look at different levels of requests and let's figure out how to dress them up. I need to miss a single day of work because I have the flu. It's probably not a big deal, but I definitely need to explain why I'm missing work, but it doesn't have to be a lengthy explanation. This kind of stuff happens all the time. So I'll say something along the lines of, "Hi Jessica, just wanted to let you know that I have a really bad case of the flu today. I don't want to get everyone else sick, so I'm probably going to stay home for today. We'll be back tomorrow. I need to miss a few days of work because I'm flying to another country for a cousin's wedding. Missing a few days is a little bit of a bigger deal, so I'll say something along the lines of, "Hi Jessica, I know the past month has been busy. Acknowledge that you are missing a substantial amount of days of work. I committed a few weeks ago to going to a friend's wedding in a few weeks. Make sure you're submitting this request way ahead of time to give your boss advance notice. And I was wondering if I could possibly take a few days off. I'll stay longer at work for the next week to make up for it, make up for the lost time, and make your boss like you." That's all I have for submitting formal requests.